FM. Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 30, Pretoria 33, Mbombela 29 degrees. A Limpopo police sergeant is expected to appear in court tomorrow following her arrest in connection with the murder of six people allegedly for insurance payouts. The victims were killed in various parts of the province between 2019 and 2024. It's alleged the 43-year-old benefited from more than 10 million rand worth of insurance policies. Here's police spokesperson Atlena Mate.
As a police officer, we are entrusted with the safety and security of communities. For a police officer to be involved in such is an absolute disgrace. She abused her powers by ensuring those that trusted her. This must send a stern warning to all involved that the long arm of the law will find you and catch you.
To Johannesburg now, where Police Minister Senzo Mqulunu is expected to visit a number of hijacked buildings today. He was in Germiston Ekurhuleni yesterday after signing a cooperation agreement with Metro Police.
Isn't a building down here? It's a building where it is written scrapyard. But when you get inside, there are various homes. I've never seen Mkuku within Mkuku. So the owner is a foreign, and he hires some space for people to build in Mkuku.
The South African Municipal Workers Union has welcomed the election of the new mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moyo. The trade union says they want the mayor to reinstate some 40 municipal workers who were dismissed and the payments of salary increases, among other issues. Here's Samu Tshwane Secretary Precious Tseledi.
And we are definitely going to knock into her door. The sooner the better, so that we push the issue of reinstating the remaining 41 unfairly dismissed employees, and then deal with the issue of salary increase and other issues, because it's not only those two that as employees we are raising. We have an issue of PPEs. We have lots of issues that we are definitely going to raise with her.
The city of Tshwane, meanwhile, says more than 80% of the repair work that needs to be done at the pyramid substation is complete. The substation was gutted by a fire last week. Officials say a team of technicians have been working around the clock to get the substation fully operational again. The South African Special Risk Insurance Association says it's in talks with government to extend its insurance coverage to extreme weather events linked to climate change. SASRIA says it's been forced to act following the April 2022 floods in KZN and the recent snowstorm that left thousands trapped on the N3. The short-term insurer provides cover for risks like strikes, terrorism, and riots. And we end off with news abroad. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Milton has made landfall near Sesquia Key, Florida, as a dangerous Category 3 storm. The hurricane is carrying winds of more than 190 kilometers per hour. Milton is the fifth hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. this year alone. I'm Chanel Sateminate Fidi with Nes de Eer, a police sergeant van Limpopo, sal na verwachtend moore in die hof verskyn na een hechtenisneming in verband met die moord op ses mense vir versekeringsuit.
Thank you so much. And now 5 past 10. Not so fast, you young lady. So today is National Handbag Day. First of all, do you carry a handbag?
I do. I think everybody does, don't
no,
they?
No, not often.
Do you handbag, sling bag, it's all the same thing, right?
It's not the same, because a handbag, you put in things like when you go to the mall and you need your purse and your lipstick and wet wipes, then you carry a handbag. But a side bag is only for chewing gum, maybe a lipstick, hand sanitizer, and for your car keys. So sometimes I come into the office and I only have my backpack, which is my laptop handbag, and my side bag, because I need my car keys, but the handbag stays in the boot. So how many bags do you carry with you? Chanel September on Jacaranda FM, my newsreader. I can see she is detestable. Wil nie, ek moet vir hierdie vraag. She's like, can I just leave?
No, never. I think I'm definitely a handbag to work with lunch.